In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the feast of Saint Jerome, who is one of the doctors of the Church. And he, that is Saint Jerome, was a Roman Christian whose father taught him his religion well, but unfortunately sent his son to a famous pagan school. And there in that school, young Jerome grew first to love pagan writings, and he started to lose some of his love for God. But still, because he kept the good company with a group of holy Christians, with whom he became great friends, Saint Jerome's heart was turned eventually completely to service of God. Later on, this brilliant young Jerome decided to live alone in a wild desert. He was, though, afraid that his love for pagan writings would still lead him away from the love of God. So Saint Jerome did hard penance in that horrible heat of the desert. But still, even there, he suffered temptations and also bad thoughts, which continuously came to him, to his mind. But even after all these difficulties and temptations, the saint conquered and became the master of them all. He did not give in and did more penance and wept for his sins. He also wanted to do something really important and great service for God's Church. So he went to study Hebrew, and when he was well-versed and learned enough, he began to translate the Bible into Latin so that more and more people could learn to love and to study the Holy Scriptures. Saint Jerome spent many years of his life in a little cave at Bethlehem, the same little town where Jesus was born. In that town, Saint Jerome prayed, studied the Holy Bible, and taught many holy souls how to serve God perfectly. He wrote many great letters and was a courageous defendant of faith. One defect which Saint Jerome had to conquer during his life was his bad temper. He was a person who got very anxious and passionate easily, and he had a sharp tongue, which even on his service of the Church brought him many enemies. Still, Saint Jerome was a very holy man who spent his life defending the faith and trying to serve Jesus in the best way he could. His life is a good example to us that if we want and if we have confidence to God, we too can overcome our passions. There's a great short story about a boy who had a bad temper and which shows how much harm it can cause you. This boy's father gave the boy a bag of nails and told him that every time he lost his temper, he must hammer a nail into the back of their fence. The first day, the boy had driven 37 nails into the fence. Over the next weeks, as he learned to control his temper, the number of nails hammered daily gradually came down. The boy discovered it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. Finally, the day came when the boy didn't lose his temper at all. He told his father about it, and the father suggested that the boy now pull out one nail for each day that he was able to hold his temper. The days passed by, and the boy was finally able to tell his father that all the nails were gone. The father took his son by the hand and led him to the fence. He said, "You have done well, my son, but look at the holes in our fence. defense will never be the same. When you say things in anger, they leave a scar, just like this one. You could put a knife in a man and draw it out, but it wouldn't matter how many times you say, I'm sorry, the wound would still be there. Dear children, whenever you are tempted by bad thoughts or bursts of anger, you can draw consolation that there was a great saint, Saint Jerome, who also had to struggle very much with this defect. But still, he was and he became great saint of God, the great and passionate studier of the Holy Scripture, and the one who could really get over of his passion and think and meditate the loving forgiveness of our Lord Jesus. And it's true that the more and more you center your thoughts around spiritual things, about the goodness of your God the Father in heaven, about the protection and intercession of Blessed Mary, and also the horrible suffering which our Lord Jesus had to go through on cross, the more it helps you to control your own passions, the more it helps you to become more and more like Jesus and the saints. Most of all, if you fall or if you fail in your works or keeping your temper, remember, never give up. Saint Jerome had to go through so many difficulties, both coming from his enemies and from himself, from his own bad thoughts. But he made it. He became the great and one of the elect of gods, and was numbered among one of his saints. And he even was shining light in the church by being a great doctor of the church. To overcome his temptations, he worked and studied hard and read the Holy Scripture. And that is your job as well, children, to work and study hard and become every day more and more attached to the holy sacrifice of Mass and to the holy religion of your Redeemer Jesus. If you make a resolution that I too will work and study hard and read the Holy Scripture, you become one of God's saints as well, and more overcome your faults and become more like our Lord Jesus himself. May God bless you.